welcome to another amazing Holy Ghost Spirit-led infused episode of the Faith, Fire, and Flow podcast show, the show which brings you all of the most incredible entrepreneurs, creators, leaders, and those who are just saying yes to what life is meant to be about, the way it's meant to be, and who are here to share with you their wisdom, tools, techniques, tips, and just straight up, what even is that, spirit-led downloads that are going to help you in your business, in your money, in your life. Let's go. Buckle up. It's happening.
Hello, hello, hello. This is going to be so good. This is going to be so good that you've got no idea. No idea. Now, you know what I was trying to do? Hello, hello. Hello, Facebook. Hello, Instagram. I was trying to figure out how to share the live on my email list whilst I'm on the live, because I'm a little bit ninja like that. I hardly ever would do something like email out to say that I'm live. But there's an email I prepared earlier. Sometimes you just gotta follow a flow thing. Who knows that this is the only way to do business, to do life, to do you. If you decide that there are rules that you must follow, I feel like you lost the game already. What do you reckon? I mean, there's some rules of truth that we simply must abide by. Ladies, we know what they are. Some of us know what they are. Some of us know what some of them are.
Follow.
No, we don't want to listen on the laptop. But when it comes to business things, like where should you post? How should you post? How often should you post? How should you rock out your content so that the world can see and hear you and the exact right perfect people can appear to you? Do you not just love how God always makes it poetic for me when I just drop in? That sort of stuff. That is the whole thing that you don't want to be thinking about. You don't want to be thinking about at all. Live now. There we go. All right. So what you want to be doing instead, what you want to be doing instead is you want to decide to yourself, this thing is going to go where it's meant to go. We will arrange the hair until we're happy with the hair, okay? Does anyone have a problem with that? That's how it's going to be. It's only been gone for about however many years I've been doing live streams, so that's about 8 years. I was probably doing it behind the scenes for the 20 years doing this business thing prior to that, just without you all watching it on video. So how the thing is going to work. Let me tell you a little story about you. Let me tell you a little story about how the thing is going to work. And hi, hello, if you don't know me, my name's Kat Katrina Ruth. I write a lot of things and say a lot of things. I also have been blessed with a coaching business online that has produced multiple tens of millions of dollars, and I have seen that occur through me as a byproduct of me simply repeat saying yes. Saying yes to what? No, not to what the internet, the current gods of the internet, the gurus, of which arguably I could consider that I have been one of them along the way. Not what people say. No. Not what's trending. Not what marketing supposedly should look like. Not what business should supposedly look like. Not what being a professional entrepreneur or human should look like. But instead, by saying yes, who knows what I say yes to? Can you guess? Can you think about what you would want to be saying yes to? It's not about following through on everything that you thought you should do or everything that you said you would do, even. I know, right? Who's going to tell you that? I do not believe in being the person who must follow through on everything that they begun. If I believed in that, I'd be a puddle on the floor because I would be looking back at the last 44 years of my life and going, I didn't do that. I repeatedly was the person who didn't follow through. I was repeatedly the person beating myself up for my failure to follow through. And it took me about 10 years online, I'd say, which is to say around 30 years of being an entrepreneur, because I did start when I was three. True story. It took me about 10 years of online to figure out that the thing that I was following through on was saying yes to what was a true yes inside me. That's what I was following through on. But what I noticed and what I observed and what I honestly just put myself through the ringer about, I don't know if anyone can relate, if you did this, maybe you're doing it now, maybe today's the day you stop, thank you God. What I put myself through the ringer about was, what's wrong with you? Why do you never follow through? Why do you never do what you say you're going to do? Look at the mess that you create all around you. Because I would just always have ideas, you know? That's why I started when I was three. Like a lot of people who came into my space, we were the creative entrepreneurial kids, which I believe is very innate to being a child in general, but to being a human perhaps, but some people maybe more so than others. So it was always the next thing and the new thing, Melody, yes. It was always the next thing and the new thing that was coming through, you know? And you know when you're a kid, and you're creating and you're playing, you're coming up with a thing and it doesn't make sense. It's not necessarily going to make you any money. One of the most memorable entrepreneurial endeavors that I can recall from my childhood, and I could list out a ton of ways that I really did make money when I was a very small child, starting from 3 years old. I just figured that system out. I increased my sales conversions by 50% by virtue of the fact that when I would go door to door, I was only allowed to go within like a 10 house radius of, you know, the neighbors that we obviously knew, but I would sell my drawings and also the citrus fruits off my grandparents' trays. But when I would take my brother with me, who was cuter and littler and could barely walk, my sales would go up by 50%. Cuteness factor. It's just something you might want to consider. I mean, how could you not buy something from like a 3 or 4 year old child who has a baby in tow with them? Mum was just like beady-eyed over the fence, I'm sure. I assume. I don't know. It was a different era. I was maybe just out there selling. And then I would sell daffodils, because we lived on a street that had a field of daffodils at the end of the street. And so anybody could go and get the daffodils. We lived there. It was literally like a farm of daffodils at the end of the street. It was very beautiful. And so I would go and collect the daffodils though and sell them. Do you know that sometimes people will say, like you might say inside of your own head, well, why would anybody purchase this program or this course or this offer from me? Or why would I even bother to shop and do that live stream or write that post or write that article or write that book? Because anyone could find that information for free on the internet, or tons of people have said that before. Hi, if I can sell daffodils, sure, yeah, as a kid, and I'm sure I was a cute kid, but still, if I can sell daffodils on a street where daffodils are freely available to all and sundry, why could you not sell something that technically is maybe available to anyone who wanted to go searching for it, except for that it's not, because it is filtered through you. And maybe if business was more about what you came here to do and saying yes to what a true yes is inside of you, than what you think business should be, or what you think marketing should be, or what you think that somebody would want to purchase or invest in or what have you. Maybe if all of those questions were put aside and it was just, but this is what I'm led to do, this is me yesing my yes, maybe you would see a different outcome. Because I can tell you, I don't even fully understand it still. I understand it pretty well and I can teach on it pretty freaking well as well. But there's elements that I still to this day don't understand about how on earth my business over the years of my online business, and then many of the other random different things that I've been doing the past 4 decades, how on earth did it produce the outcomes and the money and the consistency and then the only aligned incredible, you know, clients and audience and so on. Because it defies all the supposed rules. But you know, when you're a child and you just start to create and you start to dream, yesing my yes. Yes, yes, yes. Exactly right. Yes, your yes. This is the thing, right? We creators, natural entrepreneurs, way makers, revolutionaries, once we want to be held to the fire, we're not interested in the like pat you down situation. I'm thinking of massage. Sometimes maybe, I guess depends on the context, right? But we like things brutal, raw, and right. Not brutal for the sake of it, not being masochistic, but we want to be held to the fire. We become more who we are when there's a certain, can I make this? Am I going to make it? And then I do and keep going. Why? Because I was saying yes to who I am. And so we are so highly creative, we can also come across as, to ourselves or to others, but never mind them, to ourselves as scattered, disorganized, purposeless. Why am I doing this? It doesn't make sense. When am I going to finally settle down and get a real job? When, well, I'm definitely like decades past that idea, but some people I know in my space battle with it. When am I going to settle down and finally get my business organized? When am I going to, like, I'm sitting in my at-home office that's got like at a loose count without picking things up, about 10, maybe 13, 14 unfinished canvases sitting around me with painting, a variety of other creative endeavors, and then all my books and my babushka dolls, many of them, because I collect them. These things aren't finished. You know, will they ever be finished? Well, some of them, maybe. Sure, why not? Some of them mine, some of the kids, by the way. But I remember being a kid, I made many monies doing many things. I was quite just believed in the fact that it was natural that if I created something that was wonderful, good and amazing and that I believed in it, then people would believe it and want to buy it. Honestly, that you can take that. There's a $1 million business lesson for the day. It's a reality. But there was this one time when my cousin and I spent probably 6 hours, I feel like it was the whole day, you know, the day where you're sent out sometime in the mid-morning and you're not supposed to show your face again until dinner, and that was the way that it was, and rightly so. And also he lived on a farm, a big farm, and so we would wander from farm to farm even, right? Just miss those days sometimes. But we spent the whole day getting little bits of bark. You know the bark from the garden beds, like that you purchase and lay down? It's got a special name. What is it? I'm looking at some of it in my garden right now. I don't know what it's called. We found the flattest, most perfect bits of bark from the garden beds. And then we got like little sticks, and we somehow, I don't even know how we did this, we somehow like positioned the little sticks on top of the little bits of bark so it looked like a little sailboat or something. I don't know if we were calling it a boat. I remember, I don't know how old I was, but I remember being so certain that people were going to buy these. I don't know what premise we were planning to sell them under, but I remember we were both so certain. Why? Because we were carried away by our own creative flow. We were creating for the sake of creating. Who's heard me say, let the message be the message? It's one of the most repeated statements that I say over and over again for at least the last decade. So if you've been in my space for more than a minute and you've not heard that, this is the day. Let the message be the message. It's like, say yes to your true yes, or give your life to what your life was given for you for. Another one of my favorite quotes of my own. I just want to know that I'm giving my life for what my life was given to me for. I don't want to try and make millions of dollars or impact millions of people, even though I've done those things and I did expect to do those things. Did expect it since I was a 10-year-old girl reading my dad's Tony Robbins books. Definitely expected it. So you want to expect the outcome that is natural and true for you. Yes, you want to do that. But what do you not want to do? Somebody here knows, somebody here needs to hear this. What you don't want to do is you don't want to try and get the outcome that is already supernaturally ordained and done for you, because why would you go and get something that's yours? This is one of the biggest pitfalls to fall into as an entrepreneur and a creator. When you're a kid, you just believe in what you're creating. Now, nobody bought those pieces of bark, but that was one thing. And the fact that it was a saying yes to that, allowing yourself to be carried away and to be just consumed by what was consuming you. There's another one, consumed by what's consuming you. I really like these statements. I just have endless of them. I can pull them out as they come out. Let the message be the message. You know, that permission slip to be consumed by what's coming through you and what's consuming you is critical as an entrepreneur. And it's so devastating and heartbreaking and tragic, and it's a disservice to who you're here to impact and serve, that you filter or clip your wings creatively because you're already assessing whether or not this is going to work. This is a good message. This is a God message. Thank you, Lord. I was in it, like, who goes live on it? It's Saturday here, right? Very rare, but I'm going to take my son to the trampoline park after this, and there's like an hour break, and I'm like, I'm going to go live. Let me actually put something on myself. So I'm walking around in my pajamas all the time, included when I leave the house. We live on the Gold Coast. So how often are you clipping your wings, filtering? You're already like 20 steps down the path assessing whether or not the thing that's coming to you is going to work, whether anyone would buy it. You're already judging yourself. This is stupid, or this is just, you know, not stand out enough, maybe, or whatever you're saying. But if you were that little creative entrepreneurial kid that, you know, I really believe all humans are, but some more than others, like I said, some of us are high level creators. Creating is like breathing. I text my mum this morning. I really don't take any mentorship or advice from anyone who's not Holy Spirit led. It's just not even a thing that I'm going to do. It's very illogical to me. So I was texting my parents, or talking to my parents back and forth about a few things. And I was saying to my mum an area where I'm second guessing myself about whether or not I should keep creating so much. I said, I'm always just creating another thing. I just created another thing this week. God just gave me a new idea on Monday. I literally said 2 days ago, I'm not making any new courses. Who laughed their face off when they saw me say that? Something inside of me laughed my face off when I saw me say that. So then on Monday, I'm in a massage, have a little download, a dreaming, a visioning, a prayer time. And then I just hear, show up, shape up, shift up. Boom, 10-week mentorship. And this one is on the outpouring of creative flow that is actually meant to occur, such that because you back yourself and you choose to say yes to be consumed by what is consuming you and propelling you, the right true things that are going to cause the explosion of the empire, the purpose-driven empire, the spirit-led true empire, the thing that you are meant to helm in the way that you're creatively meant to do it, not for the sake of trying to make money or make an impact even, but for the sake of being who you're meant to be, and those things just occur, that kind of showing up. But then the shaping up, well, shaping up is a posture. It's a heart posture, isn't it? That's it. That's enough. I'm now all in, like I'm tightening up energetically. I'm tightening up in every which way. I'm getting my focus onto yes, my true yes. No longer will I be out there second guessing, questioning, is this okay? Well, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I still do that. I have a human side. I have a spirit-led reality of how I live. And then I have my mind, my will, my emotions like any other person. So we've got to learn to actually operate from that supernatural truth. That's a discipline, isn't it? It's a discipline. Whose voice are you listening to today? Fear, doubt, uncertainty, flat out the devil? Or are you going to listen to God? You're going to listen to truth? You're going to listen to the, like, you know, blueprint for your identity that is coming through that day? It is a daily discipline. You got to put that on like a outfit for the day. I put on that I'm operating from truth and from the spirit. I'm not operating from second-guessing, doubt, uncertainty, fear, etc. But I said to Mum, I said, God gave me a new idea, which I began this week. So if you haven't heard of that, you do not want to miss this one. It is at thekatrinaruthshow.com/show-up, shape-up, shift-up. Because this is the whole moment. This is the moment, the shape-up bit, by the way. This is the first time I've brought through anything that is body physically related in some years. This is not me telling you calories to eat, FYI, because I don't tell myself that. But this is a state of being. And yeah, this is some booty kicking around the fitness side as well. But it's showing up and pouring forth. It's shaping up, like I said, like tightening up into every facet of who you're meant to tighten up into. And that does include the physical, because non-negotiable to be operating at the standard that you should be operating in every different way, shape or form, whatever that happens to look like for you, different for each of us. And then shift up. Well, what is shift up? Phew. Shift up is shift up, switch up, step up, be straight now in the place where you should already get to be, because any single person here, live or on replay, leave me a comment if you're on replay. Tell me you're there. Tell me what spoke to you. I love it when you leave a comment and I can just see how this is hitting you. What was the big thing that hit you? But any person here right now, today could be the day that you go, that's it. I'm done. I'm a yes, my true yes from here on out. I'm just stepping into the flow lane. I am taking ownership of the fact that I have a natural way of understanding how to be me, and no, I'm not always going to get it perfect. Sometimes I'm going to spend six hours or 6 days or 6 weeks consumed by something that then led to nothing. Apparently, the thing didn't sell, or I never even ended up producing or creating it. But guess what happened? I continued in that permission slip. I continued in that permission, that channel really, of the fact that I don't push down a thing that comes from that wants to come out of me. I don't push down a thing that wants to come out of me, because I'm not sitting there today with this live stream or with a blog that I write, which, you know, who knows, I write one every day. And if you want to get my free daily newsletter and musings and rants and ramblings and extra special things that are just for email people, then go to thekatrinaruthshow.com/letters-from-cat. I'll drop these links in the comments after, but thekatrinaruthshow.com/letters-from-cat for the free email newsletter. I write daily. I'm a prolific creator. It just comes through. It's harder for me to not do it than to do it, which I'll go read this text to my mum in a minute that explains that. But some of you know what I mean. Amen. Right? So you want to get on that. But whatever I do, including a paid program, it's never, let me figure out in advance if this is going to work. Let me try and assess whether this is worth my time. Let me run this through a filter of whether it matches the, you know, supposed current trends of the internet or the current rules of the internet, or, you know, like, let me run it through a filter of whether or not I'm feeling good about myself or not today. Let me run it through a filter of whether or not I'm operating from my emotions, my will, my, you know, whatever, or whether I'm operating from the spirit. Let me just go and, you know, try and play this out in advance and hedge my bets and stay in my nice little creative box. What is that? But let's be honest, that's what you're doing a lot of the time, and I've done it as well. Let me just stay in my nice little box here and decide, you know, well, is it worth me stepping my toes outside of that box? And is it going to work? And can I have proof of that, please? Oh my gosh, the exhaustion. You know? The exhaustion. Do you know how I've created hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of successful courses over the past nearly two decades now online? By eliminating all that fluff. But I still do it sometimes. I said to my mum, God gave me a new idea, which I started selling. So that's Show Up, Shape Up, Shift Up, which I mentioned, which is, ooh, there's an early bird bonus if you join up by Sunday. So anytime through Sunday, like Sunday right through to the US, yeah, you get the early bird bonus, which is a mini business smackdown personally with me before we start the mentorship. So you can go check out all the details, all the bonuses, including that one at thekatrinaruthshow.com/shop/shift up/shape up. This is like the rocket fuel of supernatural flow up the behind that you just want to need, let's be honest about it. And I said to mum, I'm always creating something new. And sometimes I think that that's my issue, that I should slow down. So I was having a conversation with my parents about whether I should bring back something that I'd previously created that is literally like a 14-year body of work that is incredibly well like collated and put together. And it's phenomenal value. But if I'm honest, it's kind of dead to me. It just is. But then I'm like, oh, but, you know, you start thinking, who thinks too much? You just start thinking, oh, it's like silly. I should reuse that. Why am I creating something new? So I said, I'm always creating something new. And sometimes I think that's my issue. I should slow down. I take so much on and then I just keep adding. But then I wrote to mum, but creating is also very easy for me. And the energy loss that I experience is more around the second guessing than just using that gift which God gave me. The energy loss that I experience is more around the second guessing than around using that gift which God gave me, because creating is very easy for me. In fact, creating is like breathing. It is a natural expression of who I am. And you don't have to worry about is what I'm sharing or expressing of value if you live your life in a certain way. I get onto a conversation like this and I have zero clue what I'm going to say. I choose a title. This particular title came through to me like a just little heaven-sent missile while I was in my workout this morning. I was like, that's good. That's good. That could even be a training for one of my courses. You know, like really identifying the way that you'd be taking action if you were operating from neutral emotion and just operating from a discipline to truth. The truth of being you, height, not the truth of like what's currently working on Instagram right now. Not that truth. Yeah. Imagine that's a homework item for you. Why don't you go journal that after this? Go make a list. What is the way that I'd be showing up if it was not about me, not about my emotion, not about whether or not I feel like, and definitely not about whether or not I've played out every possible scenario of how this could work. Oh my gosh. By the time you play out every possible scenario of how it could work or not work, you missed the freaking moment where there was a supernatural thing that was coming through you. And who knows that if you have an anointing upon your life, it is wildly irresponsible to not say yes to that and then allow that anointing to come through, because you don't got to know the how. You don't need to know the details. Who said you need to know that? Nobody, right? Nobody. Well, maybe somebody on Instagram. Why don't you go unfollow that person? Nobody here said it. God definitely didn't say it. That's for sure. Okay? So you just got to say yes in the moment, because otherwise the moment is gone. Now, maybe the thing that is coming through, like maybe nobody, you know, vibes with the live stream. Today, I'm quite clear that people are vibing with this live stream, but I have times where I'm like, that was just a whole bowl of, like, that was like a bowl of bland soup. I don't know, but then people still get something out of it. But I can tell, we can tell when something is like on fire. I'm like, this is a good message today. You know what else it does? Never my responsibility to you guys. That's great. That's nice. I mean, my responsibility to God first and foremost. Whatever he wants to do with that is awesome. But you see that this is an energy source for me, yeah? I actually was like, maybe I'm going to have a nap. I was very tired. I got up super early every single morning this week. I'm going through IVF at the moment. I'm 3 months in. I'm like medicated like a mofo. It's insane. It's so much more aggressive on my body than I would have thought. I also thought that it would work the first time. I had that level of naivety, I guess. I'm like, how does it? Why is it failing? Why is it not working? Okay, more drugs, more drugs, more drugs. She's 44. So I'm going through quite a lot physically and emotionally, and I got to get up every morning and go for a blood test or a scan and drive 25 minutes, which arguably is probably not that much, but on the Gold Coast, you might as well, you know, phone all your friends and let them know about the, you know, or like shocking fact that you have to drive 25 minutes somewhere. But it's like every morning and it's a lot. I mean, my stomach looks like a porcupine attacked it, the amount of injections I'm giving myself every day. The good news is I completely obliterated any, you know, like ickiness around needles. I literally sit there morning and night like stab, 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 stab. All right, let's go next thing. So I was going to have a nap right now. I don't have a nap later. Don't worry. Don't feel bad for me. But do you see how this has activated me? Do you see how saying yes to what a yes is for me has activated me? Can you think to yourself, well, how has she made tens of millions of dollars? She didn't do a thing. She just said yes to being a thing. Some of you know that. Some of you are new and you're not sure what's happening right now. But that is the reality. And that's also how I coach my clients. And it's why my clients just are the best of the best at purpose and finances as well. And it's why they repeatedly come back to me. And often my private clients will stay with me for like 2, 3, or even 4 years on average, but then they'll pop back every year or two for like a 6-week intensive because they're like, I just need some cat. That's the number one statement I'll hear again and again. I just need some cat right now. What they're saying actually is I need to get out of all this thinking and like ideas of everything I have to do. And I just need to spend some time with the person who's going to reflect to me what is inside of me that is true. Because I don't tell you what to do. I'll bounce things with you and I'll like give feedback and even talk through an entire offer or whatever. But what I do is I hold a light to you that is so strong, so brilliant and so fire and fed and flowing, God-led, not me, that you can't, you like it becomes impossible for you to ignore who you actually are. Yeah. The cool thing is that right now you can have 10 weeks of that with me live without paying anything like private client prices in the new mentorship, which is going to start November 6th. This is a way I've never done anything before. It's at thekatrinaruthshow.com/show-up-shape-up-shift-up. I'm deliberately not telling you how it's all going to work, but there's quite a bit of detail on the page. There's enough for you to know whether this is for you. There's enough for you to know whether or not this is the thing for you to yes, your yes on right now. And right now, if you're going to think that you're going to join that sometime over the next week or two before it begins, over the next 10 days, this weekend would be the very best time because the early bird weekend bonus ends after this weekend. So that's a mini business smackdown. There's more details on the page. Can we just take a moment to like admire the beauty of this page though, which I did not create the visuals for, but I gave like a bit of a vibe of. But Kelly, who's been my assistant for 10 years now, oh my gosh, look at this. It helps that I do cool vibey photo shoots. I was thinking about how sad it is that you could now just get like a AI photo shoot of any kind of background or whatever. And that's cool, I guess, in some way. But there's nothing like actually pulling out the real art in the moment. Look even how she's done the modules. So good. You got to go look at that page just for a moment of artistic joy. So thekatrinaruthshow.com/show-up-shape-up-shift-up. Thank you for that comment, Liv. I appreciate it. All the courses that I've taken have changed my business and life. They do. And as you know, it's not whether or not you like go through every different thing that I said or shared or expressed or give you as, you know, journaling, deep dive stuff and so on. It is an activation thing. But some of us, and probably everyone here, I would suggest if you are here, you got to just disregard that part that's like a false humility. Hello, spirit of pride, off you go. You got to disregard that part where you're like, oh, you know, I can't just say that people change just from being in my energy or that I'm an activator or something. If you're a fire starter, be a fire starter. Do you know what I mean? But don't limit yourself and don't go into false humility about that because it's not like I just sit around absorbing, drinking in or spiritually, you know, walking into nothing and then I show up and say I activate people. It's firstly who I am. It's not like a title that I tried to claim. And secondly, we live our lives a certain way, yeah? Do you not live your life in a certain way in which you are continually aligning yourself ever more to supernatural truth and reality, and you are ever more allowing God to just strip off you, even if it's like brutally painful, the parts that are not meant to be there, and you are ever more intentionally, by choice, like a freaking crazy person, by which I mean to say, like a person who is living like a person is meant to live, you're intentionally freaking walking into the fire, the painful thing, if you know it's for you. Even if you don't want to. Now, you might hesitate. You might be like, I don't want to. You know, is there a way to avoid it for a moment? But what do you do in the end? You're the person who says yes to what a true yes is. Saying yes to your true yes is not like because it felt comfortable and cozy and fun. Even these little moments where I'm like, do I feel like going live? Maybe I'm going to have a nap. It was not the easiest thing. The easiest would have been just chill and have a nap. And if that's aligned, that's aligned. But if something in you is saying, but just step up, just show up, just shape up, cut, just pull yourself into who you are. Make a decision. I will not operate from my emotions, my will, my uncertainty or my second guessing, because it's just a whole bunch of energetic exhaustion, really. I'm not being hard on myself if I do, though. Like, if you have a moment, you know what? I just cried like probably 85,000 buckets of hysterical tears yesterday. I don't know if all 3 months worth of the IVF medication caught up with me on one day, or there was just some serious supernatural breakdown stuff going on. I literally ran out of dinner. I'm going to tell you guys this. I ran away from the dinner table because I started sobbing so hysterically that I couldn't hold it together. I wasn't in a restaurant, thankfully. I've done that before, actually, although that was for hurtful relationship reasons. But this was at dinner in my own house with my children and my nephew and my niece and my sister. And I was crying into my lasagna and salad. My daughter made the most beautiful lasagna. And I just was crying. And because the kids were all talking and so on, I wasn't sure anyone was noticing. I don't act like that. I've literally never acted like that, although I've certainly had many breakdown moments, but not like that at the dinner table. And I just got up and ran to my bedroom and I was crying. And so obviously that freaked the kids out, which I was trying not to do. So then they came after me and then, you know, I was just thinking, how do you just be honest with your children about something that you can't even explain? And I said, I don't even really know why I'm crying. I don't know. Sometimes you just have a day, you know, sometimes you just have a day where you're feeling your feelings a lot. My daughter said, but you don't ever do it like this. Like, you've never done this. I was like, I know, but maybe I sometimes do and it's not in front of you guys, but sometimes you just have a day like that and you're just feeling your feelings, you know, and it's okay. Nothing terrible is happening. There's a lot going on in my life, but probably no more or less than usual in some ways, but maybe yes, but maybe no, but it doesn't matter. You don't need to analyze it. So there's nothing you need to concern yourself with if you go into feelings, and we all know that sometimes that release is exactly what we need, yeah? And then my sister came and prayed with me and it was just a moment that was needed, I guess. But it's not about, when I say show up, shape up, shift up, I don't mean about being the person who's always on. God knows I'm not that. I'm not teaching any of you guys to do that. I would never suggest such a thing. But when you're meant to be on, be on. And be on from a place of, this is what's come through today. This is how it is. Now, those little pieces of bark that my cousin and I spent 6 hours making, we deflated out of the idea by the end of the day. Well, what happened as an outcome of that, do you think? Oh, we went to the milk bar and got an ice cream. I'm pretty sure that's what happened. I remember that. I don't know how old I was. Must have been. I can't have been older than 10, surely, to be imagining that I was going to sell bits of bark. But you never know. But do you know what happened? It was another moment, another little story in which I said yes to something that was a yes at the time. And what does that do? It creates character. It creates an internal permission that I'm allowed to create. I'm allowed to do what I'm led to do just because I'm led to do it. I don't know if it's going to lead anywhere. I wanted to, sure. I wanted those pieces about to sell. I was certain. I was certain we were going to be millionaires by midday, you know. Many of the things I created and sold as a kid did work. Probably made more money than just about any kid out there, although not these days, I guess. But that one didn't. The other day, my son got a little, like, igniter thing that you use to light the stove on fire, and he was burning plastic smoothie container bottles that he got from one of his dad's restaurants that he owns, and making them into kind of like a cool burnt shape. And he was saying he's going to sell them. And I was thinking, I don't think anyone's going to buy these burnt smoothie lids. But of course I wasn't saying that, but I was feeling, as a parent, I was feeling kind of like worried, like, what's going to happen, you know, if he goes out with the little table and all. And then he got fed up with it and he said to me, do you think anyone would buy this? And I said, well, why do people buy something? Sometimes because it's purposeful for some reason, sometimes because they just feel like it, sometimes because it's art. I said, do you think that that's art? And he said, yeah. I said, right, so people do buy art. And he's going, but do you think people will buy it? I said, I don't know. Do you think that it's art that people will buy? And I don't know if that was the right question to ask, but he said, no. And then he got upset. And I felt like, oh, no, you know, did I say the wrong thing? And then I just had a little look on Pinterest, like plastic bottle art, which there's a lot of, by the way. And so we just had a little look and came up with a few ideas. So then we cut them up and he kind of remelded them into these cool little shapes, and they're earrings. And we've got little earring things from when my daughter used to make jewelry. and you can paint them with acrylic paint. And they'll just be these like beautiful, twisted, like cool formation with little black birdie bits in them, painted earrings, which I would totally buy. I would buy a pair of them from a kid for $5. Definitely. So it became something. But one of the things I did say to him before the earring idea came about was, but it doesn't matter, Nathan, because you're creating something that you feel like creating. You're an artist. You're an entrepreneur. Your mind is just operating in such a way where you have an idea that somebody else wouldn't have, and then you just start making something, and some part of your mind, whether or not you're thinking about it, is thinking, I wonder what this will become. And then it becomes something. And maybe somebody buys it if that's what you want to do with it, and maybe they don't, but it doesn't matter. What matters is that you just keep letting yourself be that person who goes, maybe this would be cool. And sometimes it unfolds into a thing that's like, wow, that's actually a really cool idea. And other times it's like, oh, well, that ends up discarded, you know, in a pile of stuff of random art ideas or canvases or whatever. And then the next thing comes out. But the person who's allowing themselves to create in a way that doesn't make sense is the person who is going to go on, if it's in their pathway, to be that $100 million entrepreneur who impacts people all the way around the world. And we all know that. We all know that. We're here because we know that we're different and that we don't look, you know, through a lens that is the same as everybody else. So when did you stop being different? When did you start trying to figure out in advance whether what you're going to say or share or create or sell is going to work? Yeah? That's what you need to consider today. That's what you need to consider. And you need to ask yourself, what could be different in maybe the next 3 months, 6 months, 12 months? But let's just even look at the next couple of months, even by the end of this week. What could be different if it was no longer, have I explored every possible option of what could happen? And instead it was just, this is what is going to happen. Because God said so, or because I felt it, or because it came through me, or because I just picked up a thing and I started to make a thing. Somebody asked me this week, could you do an in-house course, like in my membership, on copywriting? I was like, I don't know if I could. I don't know if that would be a good idea because I don't copyright. I'm a great copywriter though, but I don't copyright. I just pick up some words. I just get a little download, like show up, shape up, shift up. I go, what does that mean? I don't know. And then what do? I start writing a thing. That's how I've created a business that's created tens of millions of dollars. Go to thekatrinaruthshow.com/show-up-shape-up-shift-up if you would like to work with me live in my mentorship. This is a 10-week mentorship. It's not private mentoring, but it's full intimate access with me. That's how I do my live courses. This is done in a whole different way to anything you've experienced before. It's an incredible price point for 10 weeks with me. And the weekend bonus is on right now this weekend. It's going to end after this weekend. thekatrinaruthshow.com/show-up-shape-up-shift-up. Thank you for the beautiful comments. Thank you, Elsie. Thank you, Hayley. Oh, I love that, Misty. All right, I actually screenshot some of these comments because I like to see them again and they disappear once I post on Instagram. All right, have a beautiful rest of the day or evening wherever you are in the world. If you did come along and watch this on replay, please leave a comment. Let me know how this hit you. And do not forget, life is now. Press play.
Yes, there was another incredible fiery episode of the Faith, Fire and Flow podcast show. It is my honor and absolute delight and just a blessing to get to bring this to you. I trust that you enjoyed this episode. As always, if you would like more of the spirit-led downloads and just the straight up wake up, shake up in your face that you need in your business, money and life, then go to thekatrinaruthshow.com/podcast. Free gift. See what I made you. And I'm going to pass it over to my team now just to read out a few of our incredible reviews. I so appreciate your reviews, your encouragement, your comments, and just your feedback on this show. And I love to share that with you. Have an amazing rest of the day or evening, wherever you are in the world, and keep pressing play.